St. John says of Jesus, his disciples are jealous of him, that Jesus is receiving more and more disciples and people going to him instead of their beloved master, St. John. And John says, no, I find my joy that he is increasing, that people are going to him and my ranks are diminishing. He found his joy in that. This is my joy, and it has been made complete. He must increase, and I must decrease. And this is something, this kind of humility is something totally contrary to the mentality of the world, where everyone is trying to be the first one, to vaunt themselves above everyone else, to be the first, to have the first place, to be exalted. And this is our Lord Jesus Christ brings it in a entirely new philosophy of humility, that we should diminish ourselves. But in the end, it's really the truth that God is everything and we are nothing, that we have been given all that we have, and we can't pride ourselves in what we have given, we have been given. So we have to, you know, accept the truth, we resign ourselves to that truth and live that truth, that we are nothing, that God has given us everything, that we find our joy in God, in giving glory to God, giving praise to God, giving credit to God for everything, finding our joy in that, because there is a joy in pride, there's a perverse joy in pride, which we've all experienced, and that's the incentive to be prideful. And so we have to act against that. We have to go contrary to that and live in humility, which is a grace from God, which we have to pray for and exercise and ask. As St. John did, he lived in that humility. He lived in God and in Jesus and his hope for Jesus, and he found his joy in that. So let us too find our joy in humility and love for God and love for giving all glory to God and diminishing ourselves in this effort of humility. We have to take action. We have to do things to foster this kind of humility, which means, as Jesus said, take the last place at the table. Take the last place in all things that we can, and, you know, accepting the lower places, the menial tasks, the being quiet at times and not bringing attention to ourselves, not making ourselves the center of attention. So these actions of humility combined with prayer for humility in this effort, in this philosophy of decreasing so that our Lord can increase and so that we can also make others increase. There would be a technique as well to think of others rather than ourselves, think of exalting others rather than ourselves.
Fructum ventris tuum.